Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Wednesday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind goes. 1-800-259-9231. That's the primary way for you to get in touch with this show, but there are alternate options, and the first one would be email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on air. We have one to kick the show off with tonight, as a matter of fact.
That's good. I love those things.
But there are other options as well, including
the chat room. You can get in and chat all to your heart's content. Most folks are in the chat room during the show from 7 to 10 Eastern Time, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But it's open 24 hours a day.
That's true, it is.
It was really, really busy last night. I imagine it'll probably pick right up.
It was weird, wasn't it? Last night the chat room was hopping.
Well,
the phones were dead.
We plugged it during the second hour, and that's
we plugged the phones the whole show. And actually, last night, we had such intense topics. We were shocked that we didn't get phone calls.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, at the very end of the show, our board operator, Bob, tells us that three calls come out of the woodwork. And unfortunately, because our 9 to 10 o'clock hour is the time warp.
The time warp.
There's no live show at that point from 9 to 10 o'clock. So once we're done at 9, that's it. And so we couldn't do anything with those calls. So we had to apologize to them and tell them to call back some other time.
Yeah. Today would be good.
However, there has been a change.
How's that?
And I think I can officially announce now that as of Monday, we're going 3 hours per night live on this show.
Monday?
As of this coming Monday.
So we have a show Thursday. We don't have a show Friday, and we don't have a show Saturday.
That's because of the holidays.
Those will be time warp.
Time warp!
Time warp!
Hours. And then on Monday, we'll be 3 hours from 7 to 10 live.
Exactly. So Monday through Friday will be 7 to 10 Eastern Time live every single hour.
Okay.
And then, of course, we still have our Saturday show, which is still a two-hour show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time at night. So cool.
That's
good news.
Great. Yeah.
Good news for Free Talk Live. So I'm going to make an announcement on the website later on after the show tonight. And of course,
everybody who gets an update will get that update.
The updates will be the first to find out, unless they're, of course, listening now. Obviously, the people listening now are the very first.
Well, we just found out.
Yeah, literally moments ago. So big thanks to the crew over at GCN.
I don't want the update people to feel like, well, what the heck did I sign up for the updates for?
Yeah, we literally found out 2 minutes before the show started. So big thanks to George and the rest of the crew. As always, doing a fine, fine job back at the network.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight,
also, I wanted to mention another way that you can get a hold of the show.
Oh,
is
please.
You can go to the BBS, which is a message board that we have, and there's thousands of posts on there. There's hundreds of posters, and you know, you can get on there and post to your heart's content. Lots of our listeners
plus we post tonight's issues there as
well.
Yes,
we do.
So the things that we cover on the show, we post there, and you can respond. Maybe you weren't able to get to a phone, or you just are afraid to get on the phone
line. Because 3 hours of broadcasting isn't enough for us to get our opinions out, we go on there and talk to
them. Good point. So log on to freetalklive.com. You get all that and more, including the archives, the last 6 days worth of show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to plug, the archives. Good.
You're good, man. The last 6 days worth of the show, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. So log on, freetalklive.com. Tonight, again, as I said, we'll start things out with an email. And then, again, this is your show. You can literally interrupt us at any time and bring up what's on your mind. So if you don't interrupt, the thing I want to get to first is another article that points out, yet again, I mean, we talked about Ron Paul's article last night about the police state that we're heading towards in this country.
Right.
And part of the police state is what I call the snitch society.
Okay.
And that's where average citizens are encouraged by the government and the authorities to rat out people. It's been going on for a long time, and we'll get into it a little bit more. But the snitch society got an article that backs up the fact that we're living in one right now. So that's coming up. You won't believe what happened to us, this poor girl in this article. That's coming up later on again.
I'm kind of interested.
You can interrupt the show at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Another issue that we talked about last night that our emailer, Deidre, has a comment on, she wants to comment on teenage prostitution. Because we brought this up last night, my fiancé saw a show on television that they were actually
Oprah.
Interviewing some... well, Oprah. We didn't have to plug her, but they
were. You don't have to plug her, but I mean, Oprah's so large, yeah. We're not plugging her.
Good point. So she saw Oprah, and they had five teenage prostitutes on there, and they were talking about how their clients were everybody from doctors to lawyers to government officials to, you know, big name rich guys that you'd never expect. And we're talking about girls who are underage, teenage, not 18, not 19, underage, illegal girls to have sex with in this country. Mm-hmm. It's going on. These girls are making a lot of money. The ones that were on the show made a bunch of money, and then they got it confiscated by the government once they got caught. But nonetheless, the fact that it was going on was just astounding to me. And the way they put it, it's like a trend in suburban society with these girls. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means it's really widespread or it's just
that weird snap bracelet thing.
Or it's just that there's enough of it out there to be shocking. But nonetheless, Deidre says, whenever you prohibit an act, all you really do is cause the price of that illegal activity to rise.
That's true.
And she's 100% correct. She's
absolutely correct.
Whether it be prohibiting the smuggling of birds, which is what we saw as another issue we touched on last night.
The war on exotic birds.
Yeah, the war on birds. Or whether it be the prohibition of marijuana, the prohibition of drugs, the prohibition of alcohol. If you make something
that has been
illegal,
disastrously ineffective.
Or the prohibition of books, you know, anything. If you make something illegal, if you ban something from society, the demand is still there. People still want to read that book. People, in fact, more people will want to read a book if you ban it. It's a surefire way to make a book more popular, is to get it banned.
Wasn't Fahrenheit 451 or whatever it was banned?
That was about banned books.
Is it about banned books?
Fahrenheit 451 is the temperature at which books burn.
Really?
So in the book, they are burning books.
Gotcha.
And so if you ban something, price goes up. And of course, then the black market takes control, and then you have all the other fun stuff that's included in the black market, meaning killings, violence, just extreme prices, etc. She goes on, she says, if the goal is to eliminate teenage prostitution, a better approach would be to legalize prostitution and enforce and strengthen the laws against having sex with underage girls. Now, I agree with the first part, disagree with the second part.
I agree with both parts.
Oh, last night we talked about legalizing prostitution. I think decriminalizing is a better word, personally. I don't like the idea of the government regulating things, and that's kind of what the word legalize, the connotation of that is, that if we're not going to have it illegal, it has to be legal, and therefore laws and regulations apply to it, like alcohol, heavily regulated. Tobacco, you can't grow tobacco on your own. You have to have government permission to do it, basically. And I don't think that's right either.
No, you should be able to grow a tobacco plant in your backyard if you feel like it.
So
the fact is it's not well enforced, by the way. I mean, you can grow tobacco plants in your backyard, and no one will bother you about it.
I guess.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the point
is, pot plants, on the other hand, they'll be all over you.
Right. So if we legalize prostitution or decriminalize prostitution, it takes it off the black market. It takes all those black market effects away from it. The price, well, the price would probably come down. I mean, even though if you go to Nevada where it's legal, the price is still pretty expensive out there. And the reason for that is most of the prostitutes there are pretty good looking, and so they can charge an arm and a leg for sex.
Right.
But if good looking women around the country are competing, then prices will probably go down. It's just the nature of the free market.
I'm sure the prostitutes love hearing that.
Well, it might make it so less women get into the business that way if they can't make as much money, right?
You never know.
But anyway, legalization also takes away the violence. There's no chance that girls are going to get beaten up or the Johns are going to get beaten and robbed by the enforcers or anything like that.
I'm sure that doesn't happen in Nevada. I mean, there's probably very few women get beaten.
Probably very few, you're right.
Brothels in Nevada.
It also makes it so the disease factor is not as much of an issue. Today, it's a huge issue because it's illegal, and there's nobody doing independent testing of the horse.
Sure.
But if it was legal, then you'd actually be able to get a seal of approval on your prostitute before you actually had sex with her.
sticker on her bum.
Seriously, it sounds silly, but it's for real. 1-800-259-9231. They actually do it in Nevada. 1-800-259-9231. If you have a comment or you want to change the topic, that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us via the phones. That would be preferred. You can also email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
Or you can participate in the chat room at freetalklive.com or post on the BBS board.
Exactly. And there's also the Shrine of Female Listeners, the 6 days worth of archives, all there for you, all on the house at freetalklive.com. So log on and get interactive. Why don't you? I'm talking about this email here that we got from Deirdre in regards to teenage prostitution, an issue that came up on the show last night. And she makes a good point. She starts out by saying that whenever you prohibit an act, all you do is really cause the price of the illegal activity to rise because She knows it. I know it. You know it. People don't stop doing what they want to do just because it's against the law.
Well, she admitted that some people stop doing it because supply goes down. Because price goes up.
Okay. Well, maybe. Although there's plenty of people that do drugs that can't afford it by robbing other people, etc. So people who can't afford it will do whatever they can in some cases to afford it, especially when you're talking about drugs. And I'm sure sex is also a part of that as well, like sex addicts and that sort of thing.
I think that you're safely lowering the amount of girls that would be willing to do it by keeping it illegal.
You're lowering... Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think that a certain level of the... Yeah, I mean, definitely. That's what you're saying would happen by making it legal, the supply would go up.
Okay.
Now, I'm not proposing for a moment that you should make underage prostitution legal.
Well, at the same time, you're not also, you don't really know how many prostitutes there are in the United States. There's no real way to quantify it. Yeah, I mean, not that you've ever gone around looking for them, have you?
No.
Right. So you don't really have any personal expertise, nor do I, and nor do we have any numbers in front of us to where we can say, here's the amount of prostitutes in the country, and it could be this when it's made legal.
I think if you made prostitution legal, not underage prostitution legal, and then more readily enforced the age limits on these things, I think that, as she says, I think that that's where you would have your best luck with it.
Well, I happen to disagree with that, because I, again, think that... And not that I want to see underage girls as prostitutes. I don't want to see that happen to anybody necessarily. But the fact is, it's going on now. You know, it's happening now.
As proven by Oprah.
As Oprah proved on her show the other day. And as they made the point, these aren't the clients. The clientele are respectable individuals with families. And most of them, they said 70% of them were married.
They always blame doctors and lawyers, though. You know, I mean, that's the first place everyone goes.
Well, the facts are facts. These are what these teenage whores said. They said that this was their clientele, this high end clientele that no one would ever suspect of that sort of thing.
Well, those would be the guys that'd be able to pay for it.
That's a good point.
I mean,
so nonetheless, it's going on now, and I think that if we make it illegal, we're just again we're putting these girls in more danger because they are, for the most part, they're runaways. They run away from home. They hook up with a pimp. The pimp gets them the Johns, and they do the deed. They get a cut.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one of them wasn't even getting any money. The pimp was just taking care of her.
Jeez.
So some of them are making money. Some of them aren't. Nonetheless, they've run away. It's a bad scenario anyway. And as I put out there last night, there's actually a way for us to reduce the instances of teenage prostitution and strengthen families. And it's the same answer. It's more freedom. The more freedom we have, the better families will be. And I think that one of the things that the girls agreed on the show was that they all came from families where mom and dad just weren't home. Mom and dad just didn't really seem to care that much because they were so busy doing their thing, earning their living, and trying to put food on the table and that sort of thing. And so if mom and dad aren't around to take care of you, to keep an eye on you, to be a part of your life, you don't know. I mean, maybe you're going to end up in drugs. Maybe you're going to end up in prostitution.
I didn't see the show, but it doesn't seem to me like, you know, the parents that are out working a little too hard, you know, putting in 50 hours a week or whatever, are the parents that these girls came from. It seems to me it's the parents that are out drinking their butts off, you know, that would
be... I didn't see the show either, so I'm just hypothesizing as well. But I think that if we had more freedom in this country, one thing is for sure, families would get stronger because... It'd be more like, well, the old days when only one person had to work in the family, where dad's the only one working or mom's the only one working. And
that much is true. I mean,
the other family,
and you can prove that basically by Tax Freedom Day is mm-hmm. halfway through the year.
Right.
I mean, half your money's taken in taxes. So if you got double the money, half the amount of people would have to work, and you'd still have the same amount of stuff.
You'd have the same amount of
wealth. Or you could have twice as many people work for twice as much money,
yep,
and have twice as much stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, therefore, not only would prostitution be legal, and of course that scares a lot of people, but you have to remember that's tempered at the same time by bringing the family back together, which mm-hmm. is something that if we create more laws, like what she's saying is here, well, she's on my side on one issue. She says we should legalize prostitution in general, just not for teenagers. But she says here that...
And you're not saying that either, are you?
I think I am saying that. I think I am saying I'm not saying necessarily it should be legal, but it shouldn't be illegal, because the fact that it's illegal is putting them in more danger, in my opinion. It's going on anyway. The laws aren't stopping it. They're just putting these girls at risk from a violent pimp, a guy who they're having sex with that could possibly beat them up, drugs. I mean, the black market makes it a so much more of a risky activity. Obviously, nobody wants their teenage daughter doing this sort of thing, which is why we need more freedom so parents can spend more time with their kids so this doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Do you see how that
ties
together?
I see where you're coming from. I remain somewhat unconvinced.
It's hard for me to say this. I'm sure if I was a father, I'd feel even more strongly about it. And you're not a father either. But if you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If we enforce and strengthen the laws against having sex with underage girls, then we're going to have basically a war on underage sex. And what's that going to give us, Manwich?
More underage sex?
Probably. I mean, any government war on whatever, fill in the blank, always brings us more. It makes the situation worse. It gives us the opposite of what we're intending to have. So if we have a war against underage sex, it's going to kind of publicize the whole thing, and more guys are going to realize it's out there. They're probably going to go seek it out. And then we're going to have stings. We're going to have the equivalent of where today you've got the police hiring a 17-year-old to go into a convenience store to try and buy alcohol. Well, then we're going to have the police hiring a 17-year-old to go and try and have sex with guys.
Oh, that's not going to go well, I'll tell you.
Well, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And she says strengthen the laws. That's what that means, more enforcement, more people out there trying to bust these guys. And that just results in more horny guys in jail. And that means we have to pay for that. We have to pay the $45,000 a year, whatever it is, to keep those guys in jail.
Well,
why can't parents just take responsibility for their kids? I think that would solve really most of the problem. And again, if we let people have their liberty back, their freedom back, that would be possible. But under this scenario, while she's saying one thing's good, one good idea, that's legalizing prostitution, enforcing more laws more strictly just going to cost more money. So she's talking about growing the size of government in another area. Just means we're going to get taxed more. Parents are going to have to work harder to pay those taxes. We'll all be more impoverished as a result. I think it's a bad idea. Anyway, she wraps up her email by saying, it's always more efficient to attack the demand side when trying to control behavior. I don't necessarily agree with that, Deidre, because I don't think attacking anything is ever efficient, period. You can't just attack something and expect results. We've attacked the demand and the supply side with the drug war, and our kids laugh at the anti-drug commercials. That's the response they get. That's the attack on the demand side. Laughter is the response. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can't control others, so get used to it. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Walking the dog, rocking the baby, and going around the world are great yo-yo tricks. But there's one sleight of hand you can do without. When I come back, more about this yo-yo no-no. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. You've got the world on a string because there's a new car in your garage. Don't be so sure. If you drive off the lot before final financing's been approved, you just might get yo-yoed. Yo-yoing occurs when a financial institution supposedly rejects a loan, but it's really a ploy by unscrupulous dealers to refinance at a higher rate or under less favorable terms. If you think you're getting yo-yoed, ask the dealer for the name, number, and address of the lending institution that rejected your financing. Better yet, before you leave the lot, negotiate, sign, and require a copy of all financing. Now you can shoot for the moon without being hung out to dry. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, online actually, at freetalklive.com. Get in the chat room. There's people hanging out in there right now. And Viper in the chat room says he really likes what we're talking about. He says, in New York, the people are the ones getting screwed. It'd be nice to turn it around. I wonder what he means by that. Is he talking about the prostitution thing? Because he mentions that he likes the fact we're talking about this. This is definitely an issue that you just don't hear on the Rush Limbaugh show, do you?
It's definitely not going to show up on regular talk radio.
Was Sean Hannity talking about this issue last week?
No.
Is Michael Savage talking about it tonight? I don't think so.
You know, that xenophobic bigot, he makes me so angry. He's on when we leave here.
And he's our competitor.
Yes, he is. But, well, he's our competitor, except that we, until Monday, get out of here at 9.
That's true.
And so I generally am driving away from the studio between 9 and 10. So it's Michael Savage and God knows who, and I just hate that guy. He's always on some station. I listen to talk, so...
He's a loudmouth son of a bitch.
When he does that language, cultures, and borders thing, it's just like saying, we white people hate the rest of you MFers.
He might as well just say he's a KKK member. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, you want to comment on what we're talking about, which is legalizing or criminalizing prostitution, and I guess you held my feet to the flame, man. I have to say that I am for repealing the laws against teenage prostitution. Not that there are laws against it. I mean, there are laws against prostitution, and there are laws against underage sex. So, by proxy, there are laws against teenage prostitution, but I don't think there are any specific ones. I think that it's just more dangerous for them that it's illegal. I'm not saying that you should. I'm not saying your teenage daughter should go out and do this. I'm saying you need to keep an eye on your kids, and you need to take care of your kids. What? How can I keep an eye on my kids? I'm working all the time. Well, let's make government smaller so you can have more time to spend with your kids.
Making prostitution, not teenage prostitution, because I don't support that. That's your position. You can have that, little buddy. Because over here, we just want to support prostitution on this side of the table.
Got it.
Not support it, but legalize it. Well, if you made prostitution, decriminalize prostitution.
You just want to be a pimp, don't you?
I don't know how that works. How in the world does a guy get women to have sex with other guys for money, and then give the money to him?
Well,
I can't imagine how that works.
I think the pimp thing is really more of a black market.
Yeah, I'm certain it is.
Results. There are guys.
Protection.
Well, in Vegas or in Nevada, there's the Bunny Ranch, which is owned by a male. So he could be the pimp, I guess.
Yes.
But he's just the owner of the ranch, and the girls come work for him.
Right.
A pimp's a bit of a different situation where the pimp's providing the girls with drugs.
Are they licensed there in Vegas? Are there only a few places licensed? Because I've heard of the Maverick House or whatever.
I'm not sure.
And the Bunny Ranch.
There are probably some that are just more popular than others as far as the word getting out of Nevada. 1-800-259.
Now, I have a story that I want to that's kind of related and I wanted to read.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, a landlord was ordered to pay more than $66,000 in damages Thursday to 10 women who accused him of violating the federal fair housing laws by demanding sex in lieu of rent. That's basically the story, by the way. I mean, I know that there's so much that I could disagree with here. I disagree with the federal fair housing laws.
I agree with that. I mean, I agree with you disagreeing on those.
You know, I guess it seems to me that if I own houses, and matter of fact, I have. I don't currently own any rental properties. It's because I've sold them at a profit.
Right.
And I'll go buy some more. But and I don't have any desire to do this. Just to make it clear, I've rented to black people, I've rented to white people, and I've rented to Hispanic people. And I could say that some were good and some were bad of all of them.
Sure.
Except the Hispanic people, I can only say that I've only had good Hispanic renters.
Right on.
But that doesn't mean that I believe for a moment that Hispanic renters are all good.
Right.
I don't.
You're not a racist.
I'm not a racist. In at least in business practices, that's not my intention at all. But I do believe that if I were a racist, that I shouldn't have to rent to Hispanic people or black people or, I mean, you probably tell by my voice I'm a white guy, but what if I wasn't, you know? What if I owned
some people that sound white that aren't?
Right. It shouldn't matter. I should be able to rent to whomever I choose.
I agree with you.
Because it's mine.
And the thing that I've never really understood about this, the really the most bizarre, illogical part to the whole fair housing thing,
mm-hmm.
if I'm a black man, and I want to go rent a house, and I call up a phone number, and Tex answers the phone.
Now you're
and
being
he says,
stereotypical.
And he says, I don't like your taps. I don't want to rent to you. And I say, well, according to federal law, you have to rent to me. Why the hell would somebody want to rent from someone like that? Why would someone want to use the law for that purpose? Why would you want this guy as your landlord? You know he's going to make life as much of a living hell as possible for you. You know he's not going to be pleasant to deal with as far as paying the rent or getting something fixed on the property or anything like that.
It's
Why
behavior,
would you want that?
It's behavior control, man. It's modeling the world after what you'd like it to be. And that's what we're all about. Every last one of us in the whole planet is about this. They want the world to be the way they want the world to be. And so I don't like bigots. Therefore, mm-hmm. I don't want there to be bigots. You've got to rent to me, man, because it's the right thing to do. So I'm going to go make the legal system do that for me.
It's horrible.
It's
why
silly.
Would you want that, though? It's like, why would you want to work if, again, with this with
but
this
you
example,
don't want the world to be that way, so now you want to model it in your libertarian fashion.
You're absolutely right. But
so everybody's responsible for this.
but my way, the libertarian way, allows everybody the freedom to do as they choose. And I'm not trying to impose a specific answer on anybody. If you want to be an asshole bigot, go ahead. You're going to suffer because you're not going to have as much of a you're not going to have a as large of a pool of possible renters to pull
right.
from. If you want to be a jerk and demand that instead of rent, you can have sex, you know, he'll take sex instead of $700 rent, then let him be that way. He'll lose the renters as a result of it, or maybe he'll get some. I mean, let everybody make their own choices. I think it's terrible that this guy's getting sued. I think it's a good option. Damn, if I was a woman and all I had to do was give it up just to get a month's worth of rent, I think I'd seriously consider that.
Well, it might be you might be able to hold them off too, actually.
What?
2 months rent. Because the fact is, you're not, you know, you're late, and then you're like, ho, you know, you just give them a song and a dance, as it were, to get, you know, a couple of weeks out of him, and then, you know, he starts putting up the, as soon as he puts up the eviction papers was when you'd say, okay, we'll set the books even.
If you do whatever.
Yeah. If I do whatever. And I'm not saying that some of these gals, I'm sure, feel they're worth more than that. I don't know. Whatever the deal is. But
they're insulted.
They don't have to give it to him.
No, they don't.
They don't have to do that. They could just move out of his house because they're not paying rent.
Right.
They don't deserve
he's giving them an option.
Free rent.
Yeah, he's giving them an option. That's more than most landlords will give you.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's it.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a hell of a guy. 1-800-259-9231. 800-25. Because, you know, he's probably got mortgages to pay.
He does. And he's willing.
And I mean, sex ain't going to pay that mortgage for
him. I haven't encountered one in my life that's worth $700 one time.
No, nor have I. Well, maybe he wants a once-a-week kind of a thing. Like a maintenance
maybe
thing.
He's setting it up. I don't know.
1-800.
Here it is. Your matter of fact, it is once a week to rent a
house.
That's
more reasonable. That doesn't sound too bad to me. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a problem with this, though, if you think the federal housing mandate laws are good, we want to hear from you. We'll give you all the chance you need to make your points. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's how we call it. Free Talk Live.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Be sure you stay tuned through the end. Huh?
You making funny hand signals at me.
Oh, be sure you stay tuned through at least the end of this hour, because you're going to get to hear Manwich do a rejoin. He's going to do his first rejoin.
No,
for a
I've
long,
done
long
before.
Time.
It's not
for
it's
a
just,
long, long time.
I always get scared.
So this should be good. That's coming up, I think, after the next break. So 1-800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us online. There's people hanging out in the chat room right now. We got a New York cabbie in our chat room right now, which is really cool. And
Viper.
Is
sounds like
chat.
He likes to drive fast, doesn't it?
Not in New York. I don't think that's really too possible.
Oh, it gets. Yeah, the streets aren't as busy as you'd think they were.
Really?
In Manhattan at night.
At nighttime.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they get kind of clear. Not to say you could go fast for very long, but you could go fast for short distances.
So we were talking. So far this hour, we've talked about teenage prostitution, legalizing or decriminalizing prostitution in general. We were just talking about the Federal Housing Act. There's some guy in Nebraska. Where is that?
It's Omaha.
Some guy in Omaha, and you said there are six women.
There's six women who have filed against him. Lord knows how many. Excuse me, it's about 20 women. It's $66,000.
20 women. So this must mean the guy's got a few houses then that he rents out. He's a landlord. He's renting these houses to these women, and he's given them the option. Maybe they're having trouble paying the rent. He's given them the option of sex in return.
In lieu of such things as rent.
Right.
Late rent charges and security deposits.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a great deal, but if you don't think so, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 31. Viper in the chat room makes a point in regards to that prostitution thing. He says, since he's a taxi driver, he sees many young girls that he says act the part to a point of professionalism. And he agrees with me that their parents need to be more cognizant of their own daughter's behavior. That's where the problem really lies. That's why these girls are running away in the first place, is their parents are lousy, and they're just not there. They're just not there. And that's hurting them.
One of the points is they can't afford to be there.
Because of government, because of the size of the state, because of the taxes that we all have to pay, that approximately takes 50% of our income. It's an outrage.
And, you know, since it's withholding tax, you never even see it.
And
it just quietly slips by you.
Right. Well, and when I say 50% of our income, I mean total.
Not
just income tax, but gasoline tax, the tax on the lights, you know, the electricity tax, your phone tax. I was watching
all the taxes that are made on corporations
that you
and
have to pay.
For-profit companies that we have to pay in the price of goods that we buy.
That's right. That loaf of bread that you buy at the store here in Florida, where we're doing the show from, Tampa Bay area, groceries aren't taxed. Well, supposedly they're not taxed. You walk in, buy a loaf of bread, it's $1.99, you'll get a penny back if you give them $2. But, as you made the point, you're paying all of the bread maker's taxes. That bread maker has to pay taxes on his business, on his employees, the Social Security taxes for his employees.
Profits.
Workman's compensation. He's got to pay for his electricity, his water bill, his phone bill. All of that stuff is taxed, and all of it gets passed on to the consumer. So, the average...
It has to. That's economics.
Your average consumer, the people who are bearing that, the majority of those taxes, are middle class and poor consumers. Those are the people who really bear the brunt of those business taxes. Because the rich guys, it's dropping the bucket for them. It's not a problem for them. But you're paying everybody's taxes. So even though you're not
a buck 99 is the same price for a loaf of bread, no matter what, whether you make $5,000 a year or $500,000 a year.
Right.
Still buck 99 for bread.
But $1.99 is a lot more powerful for someone only earning $10,000 a year than for someone who's earning $100,000.
But have you ever noticed how rich people tax themselves in certain respects?
What do you mean?
Well, there's different types of supermarkets for rich people. Now downtown where we live in the Tampa Bay area, there's a Whole Foods market.
Right, which is a real upscale
supermarket.
Organic thing.
They
right?
also have, there's other organic food stores and health food stores in town. And
the organic thing's total bunk, by the way.
Well,
it's total bunk.
They do, in fact, grow things organically.
Yeah, it's bunk. Did you know that? I mean, they pass them off as being better. They pass organic foods and fruits off as being superior to regular foods. But in fact, point of fact, they're not. In fact, they might actually be more dangerous because fruits that are grown organically are grown in manure. That's what makes it organic as opposed to the other ways, to the more developed, more modern ways of growing food. And so you're actually possibly getting some disease from that manure. I don't know what those diseases are, but... And plus, the other bad thing about organics, and the reason why they're three times as expensive to buy an organic orange versus a regular orange, is because a lot of their crops go to crap. Because they are doing it old style. They're doing it the way that they did it in 1900 or whatever, and that means they can't get as much fruit per square foot, basically. Or they can't get as much of a yield, if you will, and so therefore less people get fed, less mouths get fed. It's a whole big game that they're running.
Currently, the earth can't support the amount of people that are on it under old school organic growing methods.
And these people want to go back to that. They want to literally take the food out of poor people's mouths around the world. That's what these organic buyers are doing. I mean, it sounds good and it feels good to them. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it because they want to make people poor and they want to take food out of their mouths. They're doing it because they believe the line that they've been fed, and that is that organic food's better. And really, it's point of fact, it's not. It might taste, one batch of organic might taste better than another batch of regular, but at the same time, one batch of regular food might taste better than a batch of organic. There's no way to guarantee that it's that much better. And it sure as hell isn't three times as good.
I have to agree.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up next, we're going to let Manwich bring the show back from break. You're not going to want to miss this.
Boy!
800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control. You can bring up anything.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Talk Live. 259-9231. Give us a call. It's your show. You control the topic. All you have to do is give us a ring, tell us your name, tell us where you're calling from, what do you want to talk about, and what method you're listening to the show.
It's that simple. Dial in 800-259-9231. Also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 215 users, almost 2,000 posts for you to browse through. The chat room, people hanging out in there right now at freetalklive.com. We get the Shrine of Female Listeners. I just invited one of our emailers from earlier to become part of the Shrine, so if we're lucky, we'll have ourselves a new Shriner as a Christmas present or a holiday present. 1-800-259-9231. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And the silly man that reintroduced the show, your name is what?
Manwich.
My name's Ian, and we're here with you until 9 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. Something else you should know, if you've been with the show for a little while, you know that from 9 to 10, while Free Talk Live is on, we call it the Time Warp Hour. And as of Monday, that's no longer going to be.
Yes.
We're going to be live. So we'll be live again from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We also have a live show on Saturdays as well from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So literally 6 nights worth of Free Talk Live pleasure right here on your local radio station. And if you're listening on a station that doesn't carry all 3 hours of the show every night,
mm-hmm.
you should call them tomorrow morning and talk to the program director and thank him for carrying what he does carry, and then ask him very nicely to carry the full show. And that would be great. So 1-800-259-9231. We've talked about sex this hour. Actually, it's pretty much all been about sex with the exception of the Housing Act, which was related to sex as well.
Yeah, it was from an article.
So I got something else in regards to sex. Let's see here. Do I have it? No, I don't. I don't have it. I got animal sex, but we can't talk about that right now. That's for another show.
What did you...
Here it is. Here it is. The eBay thing. You said everybody's talking about this today.
Yeah, this is all over talk radio.
Well, it's actually an older story. It's a couple days old now, but New Delhi, India, we're not going to talk about it for very long. We'll just bring it up. I guess it shows a slight difference between our country and India, that we have a little bit more sexual freedom here. This poor bastard is facing some jail time. He's the CEO of Bazi.com, which is owned by eBay. It's, I guess the eBay for India.
Bazi?
I guess, yeah. If you're familiar with eBay, you can pretty much sell anything there. There are some rules, some items you can't sell, but for the most part, anything goes on eBay. You post the auction, people bid, and whoever the winner is, you are in a contract to provide the product, and they're in a contract to provide you with the monetary portion.
So you could have your fingernail clippings on eBay?
You could, if someone wanted to buy it. Yeah. So in this case, somebody listed a sex video on Bazi.com. Somebody else bought it. How the hell is the CEO going to know what's going on? I mean, with eBay, and I don't know if Bazi is the same way, eBay, millions of items are listed every day.
Yes.
There's nobody checking over every single one of those items. That's just not possible.
No, it's not possible.
There's certainly no way the CEO of this website could have ever known what items are being sold on his website at any given point. The violations here should be on the parts of the seller and the buyer. If that's a violation of Indian law, they should be the ones that are getting in trouble. Not the CEO, but nonetheless, this poor bastard's facing jail time for this. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about the snitch society that we have here in America coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.